News, I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump has arrived in California, where he'll be visiting the border with Mexico, touting progress on building his border wall. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
As he left the White House,
"We're building a lot of wall. We're going to show you a section."
The administration says the fencing the president will visit today is the first part of his proposed wall that's been built and has a plaque bearing his name. In reality, it's a long-planned replacement of an old barrier. The president has yet to finish any new ones, though the White House has said construction on a new stretch could start this week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the American Civil Liberties Union has begun legal action to try to block President Trump from using emergency funding for his border wall. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
The civil rights group, on behalf of California communities along the border and the Sierra Club environmental group, says President Trump is overstepping his executive powers by diverting defense funding to Homeland Security for a border wall. The ACLU is asking a judge to block that. The request comes after legislative efforts to stop the emergency declaration ended with a presidential veto. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will also sue to block President Trump, as is a group of 16 states. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. economy added 196,000 jobs in March, while the unemployment rate remained steady at 3.8%. The employment figures reported Friday by the government suggest that February's anemic job growth, which was revised to 33,000 from an initial 20,000, was merely a temporary blip, and that businesses are confident the economy remains on a firm footing. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden made light of recent allegations he made women uncomfortable by his physical contact when he spoke at an event laying the groundwork for a 2020 presidential bid on Friday. Speaking to a largely male audience at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Biden joked about hugging the union's male president, Lonnie Stevenson. Biden's remarks were his first public comment since more than a half dozen women aired their complaints that he had touched them inappropriately at political events. After the speech, the former vice president said he never intended to offend anyone.
"I'm sorry I didn't understand more. I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I have ever done. I've never been disrespectful intentionally to a man or a woman."
Biden never directly addressed the allegations, as he did earlier in the week when he released a 2-minute video on social media, acknowledging that concepts of personal space had evolved in the wake of the Me Too movement. France offered a wary welcome to foreign ministers from the Group of Seven on Friday for a meeting overshadowed by a snub from the U.S., Brexit, and yellow vest protests in Paris. Reuters' Anna Bevin reports.
The notable no-show is U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who sent a deputy instead. One diplomat there told Reuters that Pompeo was sending a message that he has, quote, better things to do. French diplomats say they've scaled back their ambitions for their hosting of the Club of Rich Countries after President Trump backed out of a joint communique at last year's summit in Canada and criticized Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This meeting's meant to set the agenda for when G7 leaders meet later in the year and ensure that they are all largely in agreement.
Anna Bevin of Reuters. WikiLeaks have released tweets saying that Ecuadorian officials are within hours to days away from kicking Julian Assange out of the Ecuadorian embassy. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Assange hasn't left the embassy in almost 7 years, in the fear that if he steps off Ecuadorian diplomatic territory, he will be arrested and extradited to the U.S. for publishing thousands of classified military and diplomatic cables through WikiLeaks. Police said in a statement there is an active warrant for Assange's arrest, and that the police are obliged to execute that warrant should he leave the embassy. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said that Assange is not being held there against his will. An anonymous Ecuadorian senior official told the Associated Press that no decision had been taken to expel Assange from the embassy. Karen Chamas, London.
And Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger said Friday he was on the mend after undergoing surgery that caused postponement of the band's planned North American tour. News reports said the 75-year-old British singer underwent successful heart valve replacement surgery in New York. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.